This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Malaganas, Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
For the hat of destiny. That's correct. It's a game we play every Monday. If you don't know what it is, there's a hat in here with a bunch of activities on little bits of paper. I'll pick out an activity. Josh, you'll pick out an activity. If you've done either of those, get on the phone, 13 10 60. You get a point if they've done your activity. First to five gets to give the other person the dare of destiny. The scores as they currently stand, 3 to me, 2 to you.
You know what? Activities this week, bought a light, mine.
Yep, which
we've decided that could be anything. Yeah, literally be like a lamp. We've even gone Bic lighter. Yep. Chuck me a light, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yours? Caught a lobster.
Caught a lobster over the weekend. Did you catch a lobster?
We do have, I'm excited to say, ladies and gentlemen, a caller of destiny. Chris from Banks, good morning.
How are we?
Good, thank you, Chris.
Very nervous, to be honest, Chris.
Chris, did you get up to much over the weekend? Did you get to the Multicultural Festival? Did you go see the Brumbies? Did you see the Caps win? Did you do anything?
I did. I sat around home and fixed my car.
Fixed your car?
Right,
fantastic,
okay.
Fantastic, mate. Good
Looks
stuff.
Very, very good use of a weekend.
Enough of the small talk. Chris.
Yes.
What else did you get up to over the weekend?
Well, I'd like to say...
Oh no. The phones are not Chris. Our friends this morning. Chris, what did you get up to over the weekend?
I bought a taillight.
Oh, yes!
Of course, fixing your car by a taillight. Just should have seen it coming a mile away, Chris.
Sensational, damn Chris. It. That is technically what we needed this morning.
Yeah,
and
the second I heard I bought, I was like, well, that's not... Unless I bought a fishing line and then I caught a lobster.
Yeah, no.
That's a very long way to tell that story.
You don't also hook a lobster. That's not something you do. Chris,
I know you don't know that for a fact.
I don't know for a fact. I'm pretty sure you don't reel in a lobster. Chris, is the car up and running, mate? Is it ready to go now or is there still some stuff that needs to be done?
I've still got a little bit to do to it, but okay. It's working. It's drivable.
I'm liking that, Chris.
Yeah, you know what? My standard for a car is drivable.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all
You've
I need, Chris.
Done for
Thank you
for
very
Josh.
Much for the call. Ned, score update.
Ooh. The scores, my friend, are tied at 3-3. Tensions are running high.
Destiny is shining on us both equally this morning.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
First, before anything, there's been an act of war.
Apparently,
taking place in your tenant.
That's what you keep saying, an act of war, but I've checked. It doesn't seem like we're at war with anyone.
A $500,000 drone, and well, not the drone, all of its equipment that it had on it, worth about $500,000, has been shot down.
Oh my.
And police are currently investigating. Now, this isn't funny by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, that's $500,000.
I just can't believe that this is a story. Like, this is a crazy story. Apparently what was happening is Evo Energy were taking a little bit of a look at some farmland, and they do this thing where it's kind of, you know how you see the lasers, the laser levels? They do that on, like, roadworks and stuff one guy's standing and then another guy's, like, 200 metres away and they try. You can do that with a drone. So they set up little dots and then the drone measures where the dots are, and it's all
it's
very
cool.
Exciting. Hence why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But apparently, someone has come out and gone, not on my watch. Boom. Taking the... How... This is what I have, okay? Yeah. So a couple of things I have on this. Obviously, not on. This is not okay. And literally, under the right circumstances, shooting down a drone would literally be an act of war. Not this. Not this. But under the right circumstances, that's what we'd be calling this.
Yep.
I've got to say a couple of things. First and foremost... How are you that annoyed by a drone?
Mm.
How is it annoying you that? How loud? I know that they can be kind of loud, but how loud is it that it's annoying you that much?
There used to be one that flew around my apartment building, and at most it was like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I'd go, oh, I thought it was a bee or something.
Second thing, and this is probably, look, not what anybody who's lost money on this wants to hear.
Yeah.
Whoever's done this, how are they not a clay target shooter for Australia in the Olympics?
They probably are.
Because shooting down a drone is, I can't imagine, an easy thing to do.
Unless you sent another drone up there, like an anti-drone, and that drone went up there.
So you're suggesting we now have...
A Star Wars.
Yeah, basically like a mini drone air force going on over Tennant. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, this is troubling on a number of levels, and I hope they get to the bottom of it very soon, because there's obviously a lot of money involved in this.
Exactly.
I have had in my life experience with farmers solving problems by shooting things, and it's been very traumatic for my family as we've lost pets and stuff. I won't go into it, but my point is that can't be the go-to.
Shooting
if you're angry at a drone in the sky, shooting it down can't be the go-to. Calling someone, having a bit of a chat, That's the go-to.
Throw a rock at it, even.
Well, no, I mean,
shoo it away.
Not when it's worth 500 grand.
But that's also true.
And this is also now a cautionary tale to anybody who thought, that's how I'll deal with drones.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
They're not just your phantoms that are like $1,100. These are expensive.
Yeah.
You know, the good news about this for me, though, is there is a farmer that's given a comment on this. His name's Andrew. And he said, and I'll read the quote here, and this is what warms my heart with the whole solving problems by shooting things. From a farming perspective, I can understand being wary of drones, but I wouldn't shoot one down. There are better ways to handle things.
You're damn right there is,
Andrew. Thank you for being the voice of reason. But a gun isn't the first point of call when you've got to solve a problem.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Taking calls in 131060. It's the weirdest thing you've ever caught your pet doing because a Shetland pony was giving free rides to a dog.
Exactly. That's right. In the middle of the night, no one knows who this dog is. It was some lady's horse. It's been just getting around in the paddock, giving him rides on his back. It's incredible, and I want to know on 131060, what weird thing have you caught your pet doing?
Josh from Crais, how are you this morning, mate?
Hey, yeah, good. How are you, fellas?
Man, not too
bad.
Thank you,
Josh.
Now, what have you caught your cat doing?
Oh, well, our cat has, like, this affinity for our garage.
Okay,
So he just loves, like, he's got the most comfortable home to hang out in, but anytime the garage door's open, he'll just scamper straight out there. And he'll like lounge either he'll do a couple of things. He'll either lounge right up against the like the roller door on the concrete, or he'll like go into the car if it's open. Like if there's a window open, he'll just go in there and just hang out in the car.
Obviously you've caught him driving the car. Yeah. That's incredible, amazing.
This is amazing,
Josh. What have you caught him doing?
Oh, it's pretty much that. Just like you know, whenever we're looking around for him, we're like, What's going on? Where is he? And then half the time he'll be in the garage, like even if we've been there for something quickly and come back.
Yeah,
he's just like Tim the Tool Man Taylor. He's just pottering around in the garage, just maybe doing a bit of workbench action, fixing some stuff. Just good on him.
He needs to be very
industrious cat.
Yeah, he needs to be very aware of the roller door though, because if that goes down on him, you'll
pretty much. Catherine's on the line from Lawson. Catherine, how are you?
I'm very well, boys. How are you?
No, good.
Well,
thank you. What has your cat been up to?
Well, a few years ago, when Sex and the City, the movie, came out, my sister and my mum, that we were all getting together, walked in the city in the lounge room. My cat was just walking around the house. She never, ever used to watch TV. I don't know, maybe she heard some funky sounds from the movie, as we all know, you know, what happens in those movies.
Oh, it's in the title.
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that enticed her, because the next we know, she walks past, she plonks herself on the mat, and she starts watching TV with all of us.
Wow.
That's incredible. I mean, I don't think this matters because, you know, equal opportunity for Sex and the City fans, but is the cat a girl cat or a boy cat?
It was a girl cat.
Yeah. So just wanting to have a martini with the gals.
That's
and
it.
Just
catch
enjoy
up on what Miranda's been up to.
Samantha, Miranda, Carrie. It's just fantastic. Honestly, a lot of people leave their radios on at home for pets so that they don't get lonely. So just for all the cats out there. There we go.
Get into a bit of this. Guy catch especially.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
A couple of things happened over the weekend in my stupid little brain. One of them was pure excitement at the win from the UC Capitals over the weekend. Congratulations to the girls. We are all waking up in the City of Champions this morning thanks to their hard work.
That is what you keep saying.
The second thing that went on in my stupid brain was, geez, I'm not good at sport though. I'll never know this feeling.
Well, that's not stupid for you to think. It's 100% accurate.
But it's the fact that it got me down the way it did.
Oh,
that
cool,
was
yeah.
what was stupid.
No, you should have accepted it by now.
Agreed. That's why it was stupid. I should have made my peace with this a long time ago. But then I started to realize, and this was actually just due to a sheer coincidence. On Sunday, you and I went down to the iPlay at Belco Mall.
A lot of fun.
The arcade, which is a lot of fun. And we had a little bit of a look around. I started to remember and experience for myself just how very good I am at air hockey.
Yeah, you are actually quite good.
I am very, very good at air hockey. I'm very good at ten pin bowling. I'm very good at air hockey.
And you're okay at ten pin bowling.
I'm very good at ten pin bowling. These are two things that don't, I mean, bowling is a huge competitive thing.
Of course.
It's a bit more successful, obviously, in the States. It's on ESPN there and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's huge. But I've never seen air hockey be put on the pedestal I think it should be on, mainly because I'm good at it. So,
okay, yeah, there you go.
What I'm thinking, and this is actually lined up beautifully, the ACTU AGL Royal Canberra Show is this weekend.
Yes, it is. It's cheaper than ever to go as well.
Hit 104.7 is going to be there on the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday.
Yep.
We have to fill that time with something. Mm-hmm. We've been tasked with it. It's been like a creative brainstorming session. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Air hockey championship.
Sorry, what?
I think we should host an air hockey championship at the actual AGL Royal Canberra Show. At our little Hit 104.7 area.
Okay.
All we need is an air hockey table. You yep. and I can go down there on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday and host this tournament. Hell, I'm going to play in it. Mm. I think we should host an air hockey championship.
Look, I enjoy... Well, I don't really enjoy it. I can see your excitement. I can acknowledge it.
It's happening.
It's happening. Yeah. How do you suppose we get an air hockey table to the Canberra show?
These are problems to be solved after the show this morning.
I'll be honest. These are problems that don't seem like they can be solved. Because I don't know where, first of all, where we're going to get an air hockey table
from. There's one in Belconnen.
Yeah, that belongs to iPlay. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. And how do you think we get it down there? They're heavy.
Yeah, we've got a van. I mean, these are problems put yeah. by a naysayer who, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, sucks at air hockey.
That is why
yeah. you are poo-pooing this idea. Yeah. And that is what you're doing.
I'm on board. I'm saying this is a good idea. I'm saying I'm enjoying where you're coming from.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'm seeing a lot of problems with what you've suggested.
They can all of them can be solved.
That's where I disagree.
Because you know that I'm the one solving
exactly.
them.
Yeah,
okay. Mark my words.
Yeah.
We will meet back here tomorrow. I will have solved these problems. And this weekend, I will.
Why
I will have solved
such a short
these,
deadline?
Because it's Monday and I work hardest on Mondays.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I will solve all of these problems. And tomorrow morning,
yeah.
the actual AGL Royal Canberra show, the Hit 104.7 zone, will be graced by Canberra's first air hockey championships, probably because I'm not really sure. I haven't researched it at all, but I'm
there
pretty
probably
sure
is some.
The first one that's ever been done at the show, at least. That's what I'm going to say, right?
Okay.
It will happen, the actual AGL Royal Canberra show. Save 40%, buy your tickets online, and now you can be a part of the air hockey championship. Brilliant.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
But right now, Josh, my friend Jamie just got into a relationship with another Jamie. Girl Jamie, boy Jamie, Jamie meets Jamie. I didn't find it weird as much as I find it unusual. It doesn't happen that often where someone dates someone with the exact same first name as them.
Yeah, that's it. So if you're into the opposite gender, it's going to be much more unlikely.
You've only got your like Alex's, your Sam's, yeah. and pretty much that's it, and your Jamie's.
If you're into the same gender, it becomes a little bit more likely. I feel like you might actually meet someone with the exact same name as you. Questions aplenty. We require someone brave to give us a call and tell us they actually have dated someone with the exact same name as them.
Yeah.
And we have Gabby on the line from Canberra right now. Gabby, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you, Gabby. Now, what was the name of your, is it current or former?
Former partner.
What was the name?
Gabby.
Gabby as well?
So is girl or boy?
Girl.
Okay, so it's actually the exact same, was it the same spelling and everything?
No, nah, well, we both were Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm.
We both went by Gabby, so she was G-A-B-I and I was G-A-B-B-Y.
Ah, nice, oh, nice. Okay. I have a cousin named Gabby. I go the double B-Y. That's how we spell her name, Gabby.
So I'd go G-A-B-B-I-E.
Oh, okay, all right. Did you say that's the correct way, Gabby?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
There you go. I'm glad we clarified that. Were there any, I don't know, hijinks? Was there any confusion? Well, because obviously you weren't married, Gab. Well, were you married?
No.
Okay, well, so you're not changing your last name. At least you have your last name to yourself. Was there anything weird that would happen because you had the same last name? Oh, first name?
Well, we usually just called each other Babe, like we did with our own first names, but her mum had trouble trying to tell us apart, so she would just call me G, and she was Gabby.
Mm, that makes sense, because it's her daughter, so she kind of gets preference. You can't be too mad about that.
Did you ever get any like bookings confused or anything like like tickets or anything? Was there ever any confusion there?
Not really. Like plane tickets and stuff. We did like go on places together, but because our last names were different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I guess
the last name. That's the saving grace.
I think. Now I'm thinking of it. Whilst it would be funny if it had happened, like most people don't call me Ned.
Yeah.
People just go, "Oi." And I go, yeah, what? They go, do this.
Oh, I have a collection of names for you, and none of them are appropriate for air, and none of them are Ned.
So, there we go. That being said, I would like being called G. That's kind of cool.
What if it just called you N?
No, I just G.
Just G.
Because I'd form a G unit, and then I would get around calling myself the G unit.
Gabby, do we have your permission to use G as a new nickname for Ned?
Yes.
No, I don't want to be called G.
I was going to say, it makes absolutely no sense. It makes absolutely no sense, but Gabby has given permission.
My name doesn't start in a G.
Well, Gabby, thank you for being our holy grail call this morning. Yeah. I didn't think we'd get anyone, so that's incredible. Are you single now? Are you dating again?
No, I'm single now.
Okay. All right, well,
keep an eye out for other Gabbies.
There might be other Gabbies out there. Who knows?
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Yes, if you're just listening, then you heard it. We are giving away the 2019 Kia Picanto, a brand new car. All you have to do is tell us, hey, this is my old crappy car. We'll line it up at Gold Creek Country Club's driving range. And if you can get a golf ball through one of the windows and it stays in the car, you win the car.
It's that easy.
Oh, you might think to yourself, you know what? It's that easy, but that also sounds kind of hard.
Yeah.
And you'd be right, because we tested it last week.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, it is time maybe to get some tips for us to say good morning to Stefan. He is the GM of Gold Creek Country Club and also the resident pro. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. I've got to say, we were down there the other day with our boss, Rod, trying to do a demonstration with the little Peugeot.
Yeah.
You guys were great to have us down there. Rod couldn't get the job done in three shots. Do you think, as a golf pro, the GM of the Gold Creek Country Club, it is possible to do in less than three shots?
In less than three shots, the odds are really, really, really low.
I mean,
golf is not that easy, and hitting a golf ball through that window and having it stay into the car is almost impossible.
Yeah. Well, if you'd heard the hubris, the arrogance of our boss, you would have thought, no, that's doable. that's really doable.
Well, Stefan, you are a golf pro. How many shots do you think it would take you? You obviously, when we were all down there, you weren't having any shots.
Which is amazing self-control from you, to be honest, Stefan.
How long do you think it would take you to get a ball into the car?
Hey, listen, somebody could have beginner's luck, you know, but to hit it through the window is possible, but you would almost have to be extremely lucky to hit maybe the frame of the windows or bounce it into the car, which is very, very difficult. So you guys could be there for a while.
Yeah.
Or, like I said, I mean, somebody could get extremely lucky.
Speaking of extremely lucky, one of our guys here that we work with, Maddie, he managed to get it in while we were down there doing the test. So he's technically won a Kia Picanto already, which is absolutely incredible. So it can be done. Stefan, I've got to ask you a question based on some of the stuff I was seeing at the driving range. Some of us, and by some of us I might be admitting to something here, we're taking huge divots out of the grass at the driving range. Is this something you're nervous about, what we're actually going to do to Gold Creek Country Club itself? There might be smashed windows. There's going to be people taking huge chunks out of the lawn. What are you thinking?
Hey, you know what? Usually golf, if you're taking divots, it's proper technique. You know, you're supposed to hit the ball first and ground second. So it's meant to be doing this. But you guys were hitting balls after balls really, really quickly, which I guess everybody's going to do because you want to get as many in. But, I mean, golf is meant to be played that way, so we're not worried about it. But I saw that ball that went into the car last Thursday, and it bounced in. So for contestants that will be trying that day, I guess that's one thing to remember.
Bounce might be, and bounce it in.
Do you have any, just because if anyone's feeling a little bit uncertain, they're not sure how good they are at golfing, have you got any final tips or tricks that you would suggest to anyone thinking about registering?
Yeah, well, that was one, because you would think, because you got to hit the ball almost waist high, you know, you would think that you would hit a club that's, you know, low angle, 4 iron, 5 iron, but that probably go through the car. So maybe it'll be a different approach and hit a 9 iron pitching wedge, sand wedge, the clubs that go higher, and try to bounce it in.
Stefan, look, the only reason I giggled a little bit then is because you're literally a golf pro, and we've got you explaining how to hit golf balls into a car.
Yeah.
Our stupid idea has come to life in a way that I could not have expected. Mate, thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning, and thank you so much for letting us down there with this ridiculous demolition drive. We appreciate it.
Oh, guys, it's great to have you at Gold Creek. We're looking forward to it.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Honestly, I am in a world of trouble at the moment because there are very good friends of mine that I have not gone home to visit their children for like years on end.
Okay.
So I just can't be bothered. Like my cousin, for example, she lives in Sydney.
Yep.
Very accessible for me.
Of course.
I have a cousin by the name of Flynn. He's a year and a half old. I met him for the first time at Christmas time.
Brilliant.
So I literally had a new member of my family who I didn't meet for a year. Yeah. I was like, no, he's just pooping his pants. He's doing what he does.
That's what I mean. It's not for him. It's for the parents.
Yeah. And look, this is common for me.
Not going and seeing kids.
I just feel like, you know, they're babies. They all do the same thing. It's amazing. I'm happy for you. Get a congratulation text from me. That's about it.
It's essentially like saying, look at this. Look at this. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to say the first word that came to my mind. Look at this, like, a mushy thing that kind of looks like me. Because it's not doing anything. It's not talking. It's not saying anything smart. It's just like, about it. But you essentially just go, look at how much this small human looks like me. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Actually, it looks more like your wife. So there you go. It doesn't look that much like you at all.
Don't read into that at all.
Here's the thing. I have something that has just come into my world that I want to get on a plane and go and meet immediately.
Okay.
Family friend of my parents, who I'm quite good friends with as well, have just welcomed a new member of their family.
Well, it can only be one of two things.
What are the two?
Cat.
Mm-mm.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It is a young puppy by the name of Winnie, and she is all over Instagram at the moment, my friend's Instagram. It's a little Cocker Spaniel puppy.
Winifred?
Yes, I believe that is her full name.
Very good.
And I want to get on a plane and go meet her immediately.
Well, that is bad.
So it's immediate. She's not even like 2 months old and I want to go meet her.
Well, she's going to have the same personality her entire life. She's not learning to speak. She's not learning to walk. She is what she is now, except bigger later.
Yeah, and that's it. And really, that is why I would like to... You can throw a ball to her right now.
Yeah.
Try go and meet a baby that's 2 months old and throw a ball at it. You're not good.
You'll be arrested.
Probably, honestly, you'll be arrested. You're hurting a baby. So, look, this is obviously, I'm glad I've had this response from you because I was expecting you to shame me about this and, you know, it's not good. It's disgraceful that you wouldn't meet your cousin for a year and a half, but you want to go and meet this dog after 2 months.
I mean, that's how I feel.
But you're agreeing with me, so that's confusing.
Mm. I am torn because I feel like what you're doing is despicable and that's horrible. You should see your family members who have just been born. That's incredible. It's a miracle of life. Same time, I'm in the exact same boat with you, my friend, and it is a sinking ship.
It is the boat of babies can't do anything, dogs can.
Exactly. Because that's it. As selfish as the parent is like, come and meet my child, which is just for me, I'm also selfish going, well, what's your kid going to do?
How babies are for 2 years, dogs are like that for like 2 days.
Exactly.
Just, you know, because I admit, as adorable as they are, when dogs are essentially little burritos that just drink milk and that's it, that lasts for about a week tops.
And that's pretty boring.
And then they're doing stuff.
Exactly.
Humans... up the game, guys. If you were walking within a month, I'd be there. Look, I'd be there, honestly. Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's call it.
That is the end of this morning's show. We are going to be back tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Quite possibly, you could join us then. You have a fantastic Monday, Canberra. We'll speak to you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Bye-bye.
See ya.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.